Hello, everybody. This is Salil Tripathi from the Institute for Human Rights and Business. And I'm in Mumbai in India with two people, Tony Henshaw, who's the Chief Sustainability Officer, and Dr. Vidya Tikku, who's the Vice President for the Sustainability Framework at the Aditya Birla Group, which is one of India's largest business conglomerates. And the Aditya Birla Group has begun a process of developing its own human rights framework, policies and so on. And we are here to talk today about what led to having such a framework and why have you decided to embark on the project. So perhaps, Tony, if you could explain what led you to do this.
Sure. The whole sustainability program began in 2012 with Mr. Birla's vision that we would make sure that we were able to be a leading Indian conglomerate across all of our global operations. We operate in 34 countries. And so it was very important that we built a sustainability model which allows us to move from local law to international standards and then to understand what a sustainable world might look like in 2030 and how we all have to operate within it. Obviously, as part of that framework, human rights is a huge topic.
That's what I wanted to know, because human rights doesn't always get brought into the sustainability decision discussion. So I was just curious why that became a priority as well.
Well, we looked across all of the non-financial issues from health and safety. We've put those in the same umbrella. We understand that there's a mindset change sometimes that requires line managers to really understand safety issues and then some of the chronic health issues. We've put environment, wastewater, energy, biodiversity, and then some of the social topics such as human rights fits into that same framework.
Even though there is no requirement from the government to do any of this?
No, I actually think that whilst the legal framework is around, we started with the question, if everybody followed the law as it's written today, is the world sustainable? And we concluded that it probably wouldn't be, and that the law would have to change over time. And so as a leading business, for us it's important that we move ahead of the law and straight compliance. We need to move to international standards and towards best practice, because the world of 2030, the sustainable world of 2030, is going to require very capable management systems, very capable managers who can control and manage operations extremely well.
And the guiding principles help you in that regard?
And the guiding principles, obviously, the guiding principles obviously help us a lot, because that has allowed us to start from international standards, translate them into our own documentation, mm-hmm. and then really put it into the language of Aditya Birla. What does it mean to us on a day-to-day basis in our different factories? And what does it mean to us with our investments? What does it mean to us in different countries? And really to start to explore some of the risks and to make sure that we are managing them correctly.
Vidya, question to you. How are you going about doing it practically?
Practically, we plan to have our own group level human rights policy and certain documents such as some of the technical standards. So that would mean that we would translate the requirements and the principles into Aditya Birla Group standard, which will relate to the business, and the businesses will get a clarity on what they should follow, what they need to do to be in compliance with these principles. So that's what we are now planning to do going ahead, bringing this document, the principles, as a working document for our businesses to follow.
And who are the other sources you're consulting? Are you talking to your business partners? Are you talking to other companies looking at other international standards? There are all the standards at the UN and so on, but in terms of a practical best practice level.
Yeah, we are also looking at the requirements of OECD, if there are any global compact requirements. So we would be looking at various international standards and bringing the best of it and putting it as what would be applicable to the type of businesses we are in, and taking those into developing the standards and also the policy.
And in terms of acceptability within the company, what has been the response? And this is for both of you. Has there been any resistance, curiosity?
As part of the Aditya Birla sustainability framework, we've had a very positive response to building the policies, setting the standards, and then allowing the businesses to look at their own management systems. We're a very diversified group, we're a very decentralized group, and so allowing the business managers to then look at their business processes and understand, do they operate as we'd like them to across the group, where do they need to make tweaks and adjustments. We found that people have been extremely enthusiastic in doing that. I think everybody in the group would like to improve. Everybody sees this as an opportunity. We have a very long history. Obviously, Mr. Birla is the fourth generation of the family that have been managing the group. And so, obviously, sustainability is very close to their heart. And so we'll continue to develop as we go forward. Not always easy, but where there's a will, there's a way.
So kind of a winding up question, but what would you, I know you're at an early stage of your journey, so it's probably not a fair question to ask, but I'm still curious. Would you recommend it to other companies within India and other parts of the world? Because this agenda is so often seen as where the large companies from the global north are very active at it, but companies from the global south have been hesitant for a range of reasons.
Maybe I'll answer from a personal point of view. I've worked a lot in countries that are from very least developed to the developing countries. I've worked very little in the developed world. But I have found that where issues have occurred, it's amazing how fast companies become embroiled in a very emotional conflict. And so, like all other sustainability issues, looking at the risk as well as the opportunities becomes an important part of building a solid program. And so anybody who's looking at building a sustainable business really needs to consider human rights risk and opportunities in the same way they would consider biodiversity risks and opportunities, and right across the whole gambit.
And speaking purely from a domestic Indian perspective, Vidya, do you think there is a lot of interest among other Indian companies to embrace this agenda, or are you truly a pioneer and does it feel lonely?
At times it does. There are some bits and pieces that people are doing, because it comes into if there is a community issue and the company is facing that. So in pockets there are things done, and of course there are some big groups in India as well who are trying to bring this agenda up on, putting it up on for their all their units and businesses. But we may not be to say as pioneers, but the way we are going may not be at that scale what I think other businesses would have yet started upon.
I think just one last comment is India is pushing very much Make in India.
Yes.
And so obviously making in India, making India sustainable, making the world sustainable, making Indian businesses sustainable, is all part of the same agenda.
Yes.
And I think, you know, as a large business in India, based in India, global business, we're very much part of that agenda.
Well, I wish you both the best, and happy journeys on this path.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.